New technologies like big data analysis and threat intelligence feeds focus on stopping attacks before they happen. But can they prevent determined attackers from launching a distributed denial of service attack against your enterprise? This is Kara Gatine from SearchSecurity.com. Today, I'm talking to Michael Cobb about preventing denial of service attacks. I guess my first question, Mike, has to be, can you really prevent someone from launching a denial of service attack against you?
The short answer is sadly no. The reason why you can't prevent someone from launching a denial of service attack is because any server publicly accessible from the internet has to receive and handle requests in order to deliver the service it's been set up and configured to deliver. This means that it is accessible to both genuine users and those with malicious intent. Actually, even genuine users can inadvertently cause a denial of service situation. For example, if a website suddenly becomes exceptionally popular, say due to a special offer or news story, the number of requests may become greater than the system has been provisioned to handle and become so slow that many users end up not being able to access the site. A denial of service attack is just an intentional attempt to create the same effect. The only difference is that none of the requests or traffic sent to the site are genuine.
Okay, I understand that web and DNS servers are publicly accessible, but how can internet protocols like UDP that transports requests and responses be misused in a denial of service attack? Can't protocols be updated to prevent these attacks?
Well, when the internet protocols were first devised, security was not really a pressing issue, so many were only given checksum checks to ensure against data corruption during transmission. This lack of even the most basic mechanisms for security, such as authentication and encryption, means that unless these protocols are used exactly as intended, they can quickly cause problems for any devices trying to process them. So, for example, the user datagram protocol, UDP, is used by many other protocols, such as DNS, to send and transmit messages. The big problem with UDP is there is no source IP authentication. So by forging the source IP address in the header, any machine can send a packet as if it's from another machine. This means an attacker can send millions of DNS requests with a spoofed source address to a DNS server who will send all the responses to the spoofed address. So all of a sudden, the server whose address has been spoofed receives millions of responses it never asked for. As for improving the security of these core internet protocols, it's extremely difficult due to the problem of maintaining backwards compatibility. Millions of devices and millions of lines of code would have to be updated. You only have to look at how long it is taking to introduce and migrate from internet protocol version 4 to version 6 to get an idea of the scale of the problem. As in all aspects of IT security, trying to bolt security on as an afterthought is very challenging and expensive. It does mean that the careful and correct configuration of network devices is key to trying to keep protocol misuse to a minimum.
Well, if we're not going to see updates to internet protocols anytime soon, what about implementing some security best practices? Aren't they the way forward in stopping denial of service attacks? I've heard that if everyone, for example, implemented ingress filtering, attacks relying on spoofing would be history.
You're quite right. Ingress filtering is a technique used to make sure that packets leaving a network only come from the source addresses belonging to that network. Any router that implements ingress filtering checks the source IP field of IP packets it receives and drops those that don't have an IP address in the IP address block that the interface is connected to. The best current practices for network ingress filtering are documented by the Internet Engineering Task Force in Best Common Practices 38 and 84. If all ISPs and network administrators followed this guidance, it would cut out a lot of different types of attack where hackers send malicious packets claiming to originate from another network, which is usually referred to as spoofing. Distributed denial of service attack techniques, such as reflection, rely heavily on spoofing, so network administrators really should look at implementing BCP 38.
So why hasn't everyone implemented BCP 38 already?
Well, network ingress filtering is a good neighbor practice, which relies mainly on the cooperation of ISPs and network administrators for the mutual benefit and security of the internet as a whole. However, it does cost time and money to implement, and there is no immediate payback for those that do. A slightly more cynical person might suggest that many ISPs struggle to implement ingress filtering because they can generate revenue by providing DDoS mitigation services instead. I'm not sure what it will take for ingress filtering to become a mandated practice, but if denial of service attacks continue to grow in size and strength, then it could happen.
Are there any other good neighbor practices that security pros should follow to reduce the power of these denial of service attacks?
Yes, certainly. All servers, particularly DNS servers, should be configured correctly so that they can't be used by attackers as a tool for amplifying their attack traffic. According to the Open Resolver Project, 28 million DNS resolvers currently pose a significant threat. A resolver is open if it provides recursive name resolution for clients outside of its administrative domain. DNS administrators should also use an allow query ACL to configure resolvers to perform recursive queries on behalf of authorized clients only, typically from within the organization's network address range, or in the case of ISPs, from their customers' networks. If a DNS server is authoritative for a zone, there is no need for recursion at all, as answers only need to be provided for domains they are hosting. Bind and Microsoft, the most widely used name server software, both offer several security features to disable recursion and enforce access permissions on recursive resolvers. Correct server configuration not only helps make it harder for attackers to launch attacks, but will stop your own network resources being misused and linked to an attack against someone else.
There seems to be a lot of talk about big data analysis and threat intelligence feeds helping security teams predict attacks so defenses can be adjusted to combat them. Does this work in the case of DDoS attacks, Mike?
Threat intelligence can certainly help security teams to contain a denial of service attack and keep key services up and running. Threat intelligence services are generally cloud-based due to the huge scale of the data and analysis involved. They work by using real-time data to recognize and block the dynamic addresses used in distributed denial of service attacks, determining a reputation score based on network traffic, port, destination protocol, and inbound and outbound connection requests. The score reflects the likelihood that a network connection poses a threat, such as a connection associated with a bot or command and control server. This detailed insight into traffic arriving at a network can provide an early warning and information about the attack, and by implementing filters to drop connections with suspect devices, a system can quickly diffuse distributed denial of service attacks. To ensure naturally occurring and legitimate spikes in traffic aren't blocked, it's important that threat intelligence services include self-learning, profile-based detection methodologies to study the patterns of network usage and traffic that occur during legitimate network operations. Threat intelligence is another good example of how sharing information and acting in the interests of all genuine users of the internet, the impact of denial of service attacks can be reduced. The only way we're going to beat distributed denial of service attacks is working together as good neighbors.
Well, that'll do it for this special CertSecurity.com podcast. To learn more about DDoS attacks and how to prevent them, visit us at CertSecurity.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Kara Gattin. Have a great day.